It's 8:53 on a Tuesday morning, and that means it's time for Musical Musers, brought to us by Globe Life, who's your beneficiary. They have a site specifically for P1s, globelifep1.com. And this afternoon, all ticket show hosts head deep into the woods for the Woodford Reserve Musers Ticket Compound.
Woofer.
We report at 3 o'clock. Hardline will kick things off with their broadcast, and then we'll all be together in a bunkhouse in parts unknown for the next 48-plus hours, bringing P1s, hopefully some good radio. You never know. Could be some really terrible radio, but we're going to broadcast all day and probably all night. And over the years, music has played a big role at the Musers Ticket Compound, or Camp Out, or Compound.
Yeah, we've had all three.
And so I thought here in Musical Musers, we would take a look at the history of music at the Compound. And this goes back, I believe, to Compound days. We don't have exact dates on some of this audio that we dug up over the past week, but I want to say I first remember this happening at the Compound, where we all lived in a house for a week together, and Killer, our engineer, brought his tuba, and Gordo and Killer would go around waking people up with Killer playing his tuba. Do you remember, didn't that start
most
in the
obnoxious instrument ever?
Didn't it start in the Compound?
Like 06, 07?
Maybe days? Something like that.
Okay.
So this is some pretty old audio of Gordo and Killer taking out the tuba for wake-up call one morning.
And here in the bunkhouse, we still have some people sleeping in, so Gordo is taking the wireless around.
Whoa.
And it's time for wake-up call. Come in, Gordo.
Hey, how are you doing, Craig?
Good.
I've had a bit of a change of heart this year. You know, in years past, I've woken people up rudely, awakened them rudely. But
okay, this is the
just
bunkhouse.
Just a few years ago, yeah.
Yeah, so this is a more recent wake-up call with the tuba.
I figured this time we'd wake him up with song, so I've hired a musician to accompany me.
Oh.
What's your name, sir?
Killer.
Okay, that's Jason Killer Pendleton. And tell us what instrument you have with you to wake people up with song.
I have a tuba.
Oh, no.
A very large tuba.
Dude.
And I didn't bring an instrument, unfortunately. So the only instruments that I have that make any sort of musical sound are these two air horns. So,
oh, no. So that's the worst band ever.
Okay, so let's go. Well,
yeah, got
so
a horn section anyway.
Dan McDowell's room, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Dan's always the last to wake up.
And in this case, the first to go to bed.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
Okay. Oh, no. All right, Killer, what selection have you decided to gently wake Dan up with?
I'm going to go with the classic Louie Louie.
All right. Take it away.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Would you pay to see this band?
Yeah.
It's like the White Stripes, drummer, guitar, it's air horn and tuba.
Good night.
Man, that was loud.
Good job, Killer. Good job. Thank you, sir.
Do you think Dan heard that?
No, there's no way.
Now I'll try just knocking on the door.
Now, why didn't you do that first?
I forgot that you could do that.
I think Killer has a master key.
Hey, Dan?
Uh-oh.
Hey, Dan, it's Gordon Keith and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. I don't know if you heard, we did a little song to see if we could wake you up a little bit more gently than we have in years past.
That's a tuba.
It is. Now, I have to mention, you came to the door fully clothed, and in years past, you came to the door naked.
Well, I had time to wake up. I feel like you woke me up.
Oh, so we kind of played you some getting dressed music. Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
So obnoxious.
All right, and it wasn't just Louie Louie. You guys also once did the tuba and air horn polka.
Oh,
Okay, yeah, you started to creep into the Christmas Carol category, and here you are actually trying to perform Silent Night in the Springtime.
It's Away in a Manger.
Just Away, yeah, Away.
We're doing a polka, Away in a Manger.
Okay, here's Silent Night. That is madness with you singing Silent Night to that music.
Yeah. That's one of his go-tos.
What?
Sing something really creepy like that. And that song is creepy.
That song is not creepy. It's very inspiring.
If you sing it in the springtime with a tuba and an air horn over you.
Jesus was born in the springtime. So.
Well.
All right, we'll see if Killer brings his tuba this time around. Now, that's some music that we've had in the mornings. Most of it happens at night or very late at night. Usually around the campfire, usually on the air, and there is usually Woodford Reserve involved. And this was a case a couple of years ago when everyone started slur singing I Will Survive.
Favorite song to sing would be I Will Survive.
At first I was afraid, I was terrorized. If I think I'm gonna live without you by my side.
Oh my God.
And I spent oh so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. And I grew strong. And I know how to get along. And so you're back from outer space. You're turning around now. With that little look upon your face, I should have changed those stupid locks. I should have made you lead the key. And I was playing through this 1 second. You'll be back to bother me. No, go.
I am insane.
Boy, I like that. We are wearing that song out.
Yeah, man. Now that's got to be Ticket Stock.
It has to be. Will you come sing that with us at Ticket Stock, Des?
Absolutely. 100% I will.
Taking some requests from P1's late at night. Donnie sounded like he had been hitting the Woodford Reserve a little bit. And I don't think anybody really knew the words.
Is that the same night that Donnie told Rhines, why are you yelling at me right now?
All right, here's
a
group singing session with Corby trying to ask about cave people.
Never mind, we got time.
All right. Stand down.
Be sure to get your ticket.
Do you think cavemen?
Girl, don't you miss it.
Do you think cavemen were like,
hold on, there's a door-to-door acapella group that just visited.
Drink, bitch!
Do you think cavemen were disgusted by the female fart? No, it was just part of it.
Please mark
they
that.
Didn't fart back then. The fart didn't come around until like the 1800s.
No, they did.
Okay. What an idiotic conversation,
man.
I like Corby trying to work in the caveman question.
Couldn't get it in for the first verse.
All right, we do have a date on this. This is 2010, so this would be an actual camp out. And everybody started singing a Pink Floyd classic.
Tell.
I don't know this song.
Heaven from hell, a blue sky from pain. Can you tell a green field?
Word up
from a cold steel rail. A smile from a veil.
Corby Hunt.
Did you think you could tell? Did they get you to trail?
Oh, I'm sorry, I skipped it.
Your heroes for ghosts. Hot ashes from trees. High there for the cool breeze. Pulling a copper for change.
I don't know.
Would you exchange a walk on part of the wall and a lean roll in a cage?
Madness.
They don't know anymore.
No, this is now the solo.
Oh,
out, Donnie.
No, no,
no. Jill and Richardson, you are on the air.
Good God.
Wow.
Who's on guitar there?
I think that's Ryan's.
Okay. That's pretty good.
Yeah. That was awesome. It's probably about 1 o'clock in the morning.
Isn't it funny how music always breaks out because someone always has a guitar?
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy how many guys up at the station play guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And like to sing.
Uh-huh. And then they drink, and then they like to sing more.
Uh-huh.
It's a confidence thing, though, too, because I have no confidence in my singing or guitar playing. I would not participate in any of this because I would think I would sound awful.
Yeah, well, all of us
sound
awful, too.
That? Yeah.
Well, that guitar sounded great to me.
Well, that's because you don't know much.
Oh, it didn't sound good?
No, it sounded fine, yeah.
Yeah, actually, it sounded like it was plugged in.
Yeah.
It sounded like
we're... usually we'll plug in sometimes,
and
too.
Even you guys who can sing, drunk singing is still good to me.
Yeah, that's because you have no ear.
All right, and how about this for crazy making? We'll finish with this one. This is doing the U2 classic Bad.
Oh, no.
Mushmouth.
Oh, Lord.
Avery Johnson.
Oh, no.
And Yoda.
Oh, I'm insane just hearing that premise.
Oh, no. Is Bob with us?
Yeah, he's Yoda.
That's what I thought. I thought
don't have the digital delay.
They don't have any pedals.
Hey, go, Yoda.
Did you ever think you'd see them on stage ever before?
Yeah, let's see them do that.
I think that does go back to the compound.
Yeah, that was indoors.
Yeah.
Who was on guitar there?
Gordo. Somebody who sucked.
That was pretty good.
No, it wasn't.
He didn't have pedals, and he still pulled it off.
Yeah, no pedal. That's right. There's no delay.
Yeah.
Private delay pedal, so I'm trying to play acoustic the edge.
It sounded great, I thought. So who knows what kind of music might break out this week as we head to the Woodford Reserve Musers Ticket Compound.
Never know. All right, what's next in the corner?
Well, I was going to say some harsh sounds, but I think we just heard a bunch of harsh sounds.
Yeah.
Next.